HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb. I have with me today Bridget Longshore from Giddy Yo-Yo. How can you not love that company name? Let's start with that, Bridget. What's Giddy Yo-Yo?
Giddy Yo-Yo, as in what is the name or what is
yeah.
my company?
Yeah, what's that name?
I like to call it a universal download because my ex-business partner and I were really struggling to come up with a name that encompassed how we felt about what we want to accomplish. And so we were in the process of figuring out what makes the best chocolate and, I guess more importantly, how do we find the best cacao? So we had sourced out a handful of suppliers, actually three, and we were in the process of interviewing them and then preparing to go on a trip. And we were talking to our main supplier for cacao, and he was going on about how amazing cacao is, you know, real cacao.
Yep.
And when he starts talking, you don't really interrupt him. So he said Giddy Yo-Yo. And after we just kind of registered us, we're like, what's Giddy Yo-Yo? And he was going on, so we didn't interrupt him. We Googled it. Mm. We really were intrigued by the name, and nothing came up. So we're like, let's name it Giddy Yo-Yo. And when we made our way to Ecuador, we asked him, like, okay, what does Giddy Yo-Yo mean? We want to name our company this. And the man's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never said that, but... So I'd like to call it a universal download.
That's crazy. So he claims he didn't even say that, but that's what you heard. That's kind of...
Exactly. It wasn't just me. It was my ex-business partner. We both simultaneously heard it. So, yeah. So I'm like, thank you, universe.
Meant to be. Now, Bridget, you're out of Ontario, and you sell across Canada, but you're also in the U.S. as well. Is that correct?
We are starting, we don't have, a handful of stores carry our products in the United States, but we really want to focus on Canada, do it well, get things organized because, you know, we want to be around for the long haul. So we know that just in regards to a business, you just have to have the foundations very, very solid.
And clearly, I mean, you know, you're in the game because when I see you at different shows and events, you have a full crew and a lot of products and you're really, you know, really working the company and what you're doing. I like what you're doing for a number of reasons. Obviously, ethically, the products you sell, you know, are sourced correctly. But you're also a mother of four children. How do you manage to juggle between the two?
That's a good. How do I manage?
You have to. You have no choice.
You really don't. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I have help. I have a lady that does help me. But my kids are older, and I didn't start business till I was 39. And I kind of fell into it. I was assisting someone, and it just kind of morphed into something. And I always knew that I wanted to have a business, but balancing family life, business life, and actually trying to find a little time for myself has always been a struggle for me. But my kids are older now, so basically I will work. I'll get up early. I'll work out. I'll work all day, and then I'm pretty much a chauffeur.
Taxi driver. Yeah.
You know, weekend work is work and kids. And you know, my youngest is 14. So it's, I have a handful of years left and you just do it. You know, it's kind of like my mom. I'm a triplet. My mom had, you know, all three of us at once. And then she had a 5-year-old and, you know, you just do it.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that working moms too, which I think all of us are, but when you're also responsible for payroll for other people as well, it's kind of a different sort of a stress. But we just do it, and I think that we're better with our time efficiency. Let's talk about your company and the products that you offer. So obviously you're into the chocolate business and you're sourcing ethically, but you're doing, you know, superfoods and other things. Tell us a bit more about the superfood side of your business.
The superfood side of our business is about not quite half of our business. It was one of those things where, yes, we wanted chocolate, but it was more like providing food, you know, and it started because Mark and I were raw foodists and just, you know, what were the foods that we were eating and what could we source as well? Because, you know, there's a lot of foods that I eat that I don't sell. But it was more like, you know, aligning with a supplier that was kind of really next level. And, you know, there's a lot of amazing foods out there that we don't sell, yet. But our superfoods, you know, most of them are sourced from Ecuador. And it's primarily because my main supplier is in Ecuador. He loves the Ecuadorian foods. He loves the, you know, the Peruvian foods as well, South American foods.
Yeah.
You know, we have an amazing spirulina. I've been to the facility twice. We've got spirulina, and we've got the golden berries, and we're going to be getting some chocolate-covered snack foods as well. And we have, you know, other foods that, you know, like an amazing vanilla powder, an amazing salt from Ecuador as well. So it's kind of like just, you know, a handful, a smattering of foods that, you know, I use on a daily basis. You throw into smoothies, and they're just really nutritionally dense foods. You don't necessarily need a lot of them, but, you know, it's like, it's what is truly nourishing? And that was my whole idea, too, is like, I didn't want to eat a lot of food, but the food I ate, I wanted it to be fulfilling and nourishing. And, you know, I find I feel better when I don't eat so much.
Do you have a favorite product that you're sourcing now or that's new to the industry that you want to talk about?
I don't really have anything new. The last 2014 and really 2015 was a lot of focus on, once again, foundational work. I did have a business partner, and we split up, stopped working together in the beginning of 2014. So that was a huge transition because he was managing the company mostly. My kids were still young, and I spent more time doing sales. But he was really doing the business and the business aspect of running Giddy Yo-Yo. And so when we broke up, it was like, oh my God, what has transpired the last couple of years?
Sure.
Why are certain things running the way that they are, and why are certain things not running the way they are? Because, you know, running a business, A, has its own challenges, but when you have a business partner, there's challenges with that. One person wants to do it one way, one person wants to do it another way. And then when you throw the romantic, because we were engaged to be married.
Oh, those are horrible breakups, Bridget. What were you thinking?
Well, one of those things where I fell in love and we started working together. And once again, I was 39, had never had a business because from the time I was 24, I was basically pregnant, having babies. I was, you know, joyfully a stay-at-home mom. I was very blessed to be able to have that, you know, that option. And so, and then, you know, it got divorced. And then met my partner, got engaged, fell in love, and then we started the business. It was more like he started something, and then he really needed some assistance, so I helped out, and it just morphed into what it is now. But, you know, break up in 2012 and then try to work together.
Yeah, it's tough. You mentioned romance. Let's talk about the romantic side of your business. You have edible chocolate sauce. I know. I actually knew you had some coconut butters, which I had actually tried at the show. Tell us a bit about those products.
Well, we only have one body care product right now. It's an edible body care we call Love Butter. It's made with our cacao butter, coconut oil, an extra virgin centrifuge extracted organic, coconut oil, and then our friend, the Rallis's, their ice-pressed olive oil, and then a little bit of vanilla beans. And so, yeah, we make this body care, which we have some people that love it in their coffee. So it's not body care to them. It's, you know, coffee for this in the coffee. But, it was just one of those products where, you know, we use it, we're using it for sunscreen, massage, personal lubricant, you know, whatever you want it for. You can put on your toast, like seriously, like.
Literally from head to toe.
Exactly. And it's, you know, obviously it's totally safe. It's clean. There's no chemicals. You know, it does stain sheets, so that can be problematic. And it's an oil-based lubricant. Certainly not meant for condoms because it can compromise the integrity. But other than that, it's a really great. I mean, that's the only sunscreen I use.
And it does feel lovely on the skin. It's actually it's a high-end product. I quite like it as well.
Yeah, I really love it. And actually, sales are really starting to pick up on that. So,
fantastic, Bridget. What is your website address?
It's www.giddyyoyo.com. GIDDYYOYO.com.
And do you sell internationally as well if our overseas clients want to buy your product?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Absolutely. We ship everywhere.
Fantastic. Bridget Longshore, thank you so much for being on healthradio.fm.
Amy, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.